तद्विज्ञानातं सगुरुमेवाभिघच्छेत् समित्पाणि श्रोत्रियं ब्रह्मनिष्ठम्. If we want the science of divine ecstatic and joyful serving life, divine service, we have to approach a guru, genuine guru, with the mood of service. Samitpani means, samidha means wood, and pani means in the hand, bringing in our hands the wood for sacrificial fire or jagga. We don't approach the guru or the divine agent being proud of our qualifications, but we approach knowing that we are very unqualified. Still nonetheless, by grace, by good grace, we want the service of the Absolute Supreme Lord, Bhagavan, Sri Krishna, and despite our disqualification, we bow to the feet of the Divine Preceptor, offer what we have to him, our services, because his only work is the service of the Supreme Lord and the agents of the Supreme Lord. So if we serve such persons, we also will get connection with the divine serving world. Yogata vichare kichu nahi pai tomara karunasa. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has prayed in one song written by him that if you consider my fitness, I'll be nowhere. So I'm only depending on your grace, on your kindness. Kindness, your kindness is my only chance, my only opportunity to get connection with that divine world. Because actually I have realized that I'm totally unfit. Now that doesn't mean that Vaishnavism is a race or a group of people who are absolutely incompetent and they become renunciates because they can't do anything in the world. It doesn't mean that they're a bunch of lazies and crazies, as Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj Prabhupada used to say. But the symptom of considering oneself unfit is a symptom of humility, and that humility is a genuine symptom of the pure soul. Jivir Shurup Hoy Krishna Nityadas. The eternal symptom or nature of the soul is to be servant of Krishna, of the Supreme Lord. The Supreme Lord and the Jiva, the soul, are one yet different, and inconceivably so. Their oneness is that they are both of the same divine substance, that is, spiritual or divine, or living, conscious, or transcendental. We search very hard to find some good words in English, but we can tell the nearest ones as possible. And those words give some idea of the nature of the soul and the Supreme Lord or the Supreme Soul. So, in other words, they're both made of the same stuff, but they're also different. Although they are similar or equal, identical in that they're made of the same stuff, but they are also different in that they are, the Lord is infinite and the soul is infinitesimal. Or the Lord is Vibhu or all-powerful and the soul is Anu or atomic. And therefore they also have an eternal relationship by those eternal symptoms. And that eternal relationship is that of service, in that the Lord is eternally master and the soul is eternally servant. So of these two, namely the similarity and the difference is prevalent. The main aspect in the relationship of the Lord and the soul is their difference, namely the Lord's lordship, hence we refer to him as Lord, and the soul's servitorship. And that servitorship is his eternal nitya sharup, which means his eternal intrinsic form. It is the very nature of the stuff that he's made of. And all this is described in Srimad Bhagavatam. Vastava Vastu. Vastu means substance, and Vastava means actual. Actual substance, real, we may say, real reality. Of course, two positives may make a negative, but it is only stated that way because this world also has its type of reality. The mayic world, the illusory world, has its type of reality, inasmuch as there are trees, birds, animals, humans, many worlds, planets. They exist, but that reality is temporary, of a temporal nature, nashvara, not eternal. But it is, nonetheless, the energy of the Supreme Lord. So when we can have the fortune in our life to meet the pure souls who come down from the divine plane and may walk amongst us, the genuine, I can say in clear terms, Vaishnava, I think everybody here has understanding of the word Vaishnava now, definitely. Vaishnava meaning servant of Vishnu, of course, or servant of Krishna. So when we have the fortune of meeting pure soul of that nature, then we can begin to take our bearings in our actual intrinsic form and nature. And taking our bearings is called, in very simple words, what is what, or sambandha jnana, which means there is the world, there is myself, the soul, that is, and there is Krishna. These three factors, elements, if you like, for want of a better word, the world, the soul, and the Supreme Lord. There's a relationship, and indefatigable relationship between all three, and going in every direction. There's relationship with the soul and the Lord, we are just discussing. There's also relationship with the soul and Maya, illusion, the illusory world, that keeps him in illusion, away from Krishna, Bahirmukha. And there's also relationship with the illusion and with Krishna, in that Maya, or illusion, is the shadow of the divine power or potency of Krishna, Rama or Lakshmi, Lakhi. So our entrance into the life of divinity begins with this relativity in the absolute. It is not that spiritualists always speak in paradigms or contradictory terms that make no sense. It's not that, because after all, the absolute is absolute and the relative is relative. But the meaning is that above the non-differentiated plane, above the plane of oneness, known as Brahma, which is can be attained at least momentarily by austerity or abnegation or enlightenment by self-exertion, above that non-differentiated plane, there is the plane of Bilas, which begins from Vaikuntha. And that Brahma, non-differentiated plane, according to Sri Brahma Samhita, Jasya Prabhab Prabhavato Jagadanda Koti Kotishu Ashesha Vasudhari Vibhuti Bhinnam Tad Brahma Nishkalam Anantam Ashesha Bhutam. That is only the shining effulgence as the sunlight from the sun. So the Brahma, or spirit, aspired for by the monists, to become one with God, they want to become one with God, that is only the shining effulgence or light, jyoti, radiance from the body, divine form of Krishna. And Krishna, he is Ishara Parama Krishna Sachid Ananda Vigraha, Supreme Lord of all Lords, Lord capital L, God capital G. Not if we say gods, plural, it may be Brahma, Vishnu, not Vishnu, but Brahma, Shiva, Ganesh, etc., gods. But God, or Godhead, the word that was adopted by Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami Prabhupada, means head of all, uncapital G, gods. Therefore, Godhead. Very simple. But that is Krishna, Parama Ishvara. Sachidananda Vigraha, his form is divine, means Sat, truth or eternal, and Chit, living, conscious, transcendental, and Ananda, full of joy, ecstasy and beauty. Satyam Shivam Sundaram is also parallel to that term, which means truth, auspiciousness, but not auspiciousness in the worldly sense, but in the sense of supreme good. We heard from Srila Maharaj this morning. Supreme good and Sundaram, beauty or love or ecstasy, all of these things are in one category. And all of these qualities are in one form and with senses, such namely eyes, ears, nose, arms, legs, everything, but perfectly situated in one form, but not body in terms of flesh and blood. Divine, that is the form of Krishna. On Adi, and he has no origin, because Adi, he is the origin of everything. On Adi Radhi Govinda, Sarva Karana Karanam, and the cause of all causes. One thing has a cause, another thing has a cause, but the origin of all causes, of all causes, ad infinitum, is Krishna. And this is the position of Krishna. And the great saintly persons come into the world. Rather, they are sent. We fall. We may be fallen souls. But we have learned from scriptures that the great souls, they're actually sent by Krishna, by his divine arrangement, to give us the teachings about himself, about Krishna himself. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Radha Govinda Milita Tanu. Both Sri Radha and Krishna combined, namely Krishna and his divine potency, combined in one form. He appeared in Bengal over 500 years ago, and then later in his line, firstly Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur began again after there was some lapse of 100 years or so of those teachings, lapse in the practices, lapse in the conception, and coming down from him, Gokishore Babaji Maharaj, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami Prabhupada, and then Om Vishnupada, Srila Bhakti Rokok, Sridhar Dev Goswami Maharaj, who became a little more known to the Western world in recent years, over the last 12, 15 years or so. He became known because in the Western side of the world, we can think reasonably, on account of Om Vishnupada, Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, who considered him his Shiksha Guru, although he was his godbrother. And whenever Srila Swami Maharaj Prabhupada would complete one round of his world touring with his preaching of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, the first place generally he would go to would be Navadvip, where he would go to Srila Sridhar Maharaj, and as his dear friend, but not only dear friend, as his advisor and guru, although he was his godbrother. And they would have most affectionate talks. Much was recorded and also printed. And that was a very, very intimate and we can say unbreakable relationship. Very, very intimate relationship, so much so that Srila Sridhar Maharaj, after Srila Swami Maharaj Prabhupada departed, said that we consider him to be Shaktyavesh Avatar, namely a soul in whom the divine power was invested, brought down. And one day Srila Govinda Maharaj, I had the fortune to be present, one day Srila Govinda Maharaj asked to Srila Sridhar Maharaj, possibly only for my benefit, because I think he was already aware of the fact, but he asked to Srila Govinda Maharaj, you say that Srila Swami Maharaj is Shaktyavesh Avatar. And Guru Maharaj said, yes. Then Srila Govinda Maharaj said, Shaktyavesh Avatar of who? Namely, it is not in Vaishnavism, it is not simply that God is God and that's the end of it. But God has an infinite, unlimited aspects. So which aspect of the Supreme Divinity came down in that powerful, almighty, powerful form into our beloved Srila Swami Maharaj? And Srila Guru Maharaj lowered his head slightly with a small smile and a little shyly remarked, Nityananda Prabhu. And Nityananda Prabhu's nature is very well known to the Vaishnavas. Premimato Nityananda Kripa Avatar. Uttama adhama kichu na kori vichar. Whoever is fallen, whoever is elevated, whoever is high class, whoever is low class, so to say, whoever is high caste or low caste, whichever way we look at it, whoever is learned, whoever is stupid, whoever is rich, whoever is poor, in the estimation of the general section of the world, of the world in general, he did not make any distinction. But if anybody came before him and like this, "Sir, be kind upon me," or bowed, he would give him unreservedly their grace. And that is actually the nature of the great teachers and the great souls, the great devotees, the great Vaishnavas. And through Nityananda Prabhu, many, like Jagai, Madhai, many sinful persons could come to the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in this way. And so in short terms, as far as possible, I want to say, at least, with all my humility, I'm very much, whoever I may be, full of joy and happiness and peacefulness in heart that today and the last few days that His Divine Grace, a member of that very family of Srila Sridhara Maharaj and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and all their associates, that is Om Vishnupad Srila Govinda Maharaj, has graciously taken some trouble, no doubt, but graciously taken the trouble to bless us all and come amidst us and give us some teachings, not some teachings, but great teachings, many teachings, infinite teachings, ever new teachings, and ever encouraging and ever enthusing and ever delightful teachings of divine service that is our own property, but we have forgotten it. And those great teachers, they come time to time to remind us, to reawaken that wealth in us. This is the position. I feel extremely, how to say, honored. I think we all feel greatly honored that way. And I like to, as far as my minute capacity may allow me, try to welcome the lotus feet of His Divine Grace here tonight. And actually, you have all come to hear from His Lotus Mouth, not from me. But Srila Maharaj is a very expert in all of these things which I have been mentioning. I had great fortune to have his association for a large number of years while residing in India, by his grace and by the grace of Srila Guru Maharaj, my Srila Guru Maharajas. And Srila Maharaj now will be very happy to answer any questions that the good devotees and their families and friends, mothers, fathers, daughters and sons, or good friends that come here tonight, would like to ask for your eternal benefit and eternal help in the line of divine service. So Maharaj, is all good, guys? Come to us.
Hello, Makyana Kumiranta, sir. Ganangana Salataya, the school of the Guru, the Guru, the Guru, the Guru. Manchagalvatar Vrascha Krivashindu Pai Vacha Patidanang Pavani Bhuvishnavi Bhuvanamon. Honorable Vaishnavas, my dear friends and brothers and sisters, we are actually eternally connected with Krishna consciousness, who is not that consciousness. He also annaya-vetirika-bhyam, positive and negative way, always connected with Krishna consciousness. And this that way,
Actually, we are all. Within same potency and form. Anyway, trying to get supreme connection with supreme personality of Godhead, but we do not know which way it will be possible. Many unqualified and insignificant soul cannot say which way it will be possible. And for that, Krishna himself mercifully coming down time to time, giving, memorization. Mane bismiti theke
remind us
for that purpose Krishna coming himself, but we cannot understand which way we shall connect with him. And devotees of Krishna, they are more merciful, and they are showing us the path of our life, goal of our life. What I want to say, you, Sripad Maharaj told very summarily, everything. And I come from India not for showing me only. Here is, I have some also interest. If I can connect anybody with Krishna consciousness, Krishna also will be very merciful to me. It is nature of Krishna. There is one book of my Guru Maharaj, maybe you, many of good soul, you have seen that book, Loving Search for the Lost Servant. Heading of that book, Loving Search for the Lost Servant. We are all really servant of Krishna. And we are searching the reality the beautiful, but we do not know which way we will get that. And Krishna's have also very eagerness to get us. But that is, we have got freedom for our free choice from Krishna. Our potency like that, we are free. Krishna given us freedom, we misuse, unfortunately, that freedom. Actually, 99.9% they are very happily servicing the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And in the transcendental world, eternally. But unfortunately, few of them, like us, we misused our freedom. And freedom is necessary for everybody, for free service to Krishna. As you like, as your choice, that way you try to serve Krishna. And freedom for that. Our tongues have freedom, our minds have freedom, eyes have freedom, but if we misuse that, that is very unhappy thing. Tongue for the tasting sweetness, tasting palatable foods, also tasting bitterness. But we are unfortunately always trying to taste the bitter, not eager to taste sweet, etc. But this unhappy thing, And Krishna, very eager, oh, foolish, going out from this jurisdiction. I give him freedom, but they cannot use that properly. Then some boundary are there, but freedom also there. Jump over, you can go out. That is, your neck not bonded with the rope. But there is one circle, that is service world, service plane. And if we misuse Krishna, not will be happy. And Krishna must search his servant. It is nature of Krishna. And for memorization, for taking back, giving mercy to them, Krishna sending sometimes his dearmost servitors, saint himself sometimes coming, but all attention, loving way. That is, Krishna's form is lover form. Krishna in Sarupa hai, dhira lalita, nirantar kamakrira jahar charita. That means, without love, Krishnas have no existence, actually. Then Krishna is eternal and supreme personality of Godhead. Then that is his own property and property for all. The love. Krishna jate khala sarvottam narolila narobaputahar saru. Real form of Krishna, that is in Chaitanya Charitamrita and other scriptures also. In Srimad Bhagavad Gita, everywhere we are seeing that. When Arjuna have seen the Vishwarup, universal form of Krishna, Arjuna also was fearful and not was happy. And Arjuna told Krishna, please show your human form, real form. And Krishna took his real form, that is, Arjuna Rathi Krishna Hai Rajudhar. Krishna, he have much love for us, but that is, he given freedom. When once given anything to others, he not will take back direct way. But he always eager to get us, our love for him. That is our supreme life's goal, and that is eternal life. I come from India only for memorization. Time to time it is necessary. And also I shall get benefit if I can connect and give their own property back. That is love for Krishna. Then Krishna will be more merciful to me. And you all will be benefited. If you try to practice Krishna consciousness with your full energy, and practicing life is very easy, that sonhood of Godhead, form of Krishna, there we have much possibility, that is dasya, sukha, vatsalya, madhura rasa. Any one as our choice, as our free choice, with that rasa we can practice Krishna consciousness under guidance of our divine master. Srila Guru Maharaj, Srila Swami Maharaj, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, they are all the pure saint, devotee of Sri Krishna. It is my duty to remember gurus as form of Krishna. But for the general public, for the general devotee, I can show that light general way. That is, I am telling they are great devotee of Krishna. And that is, they are started to preach to their relative, eternal relative, the jiva souls, and it is going on from the first time of pratham avastha theke. মানে প্রথম বদ্ধ অবস্থা থেকে প্রথম জীবের বদ্ধ অবস্থা থেকে ফ্রম দি বিগিনিং অফ দ্য অ্যাডভান্টেজ অফ জীব সোল অ্যান্ড দিস ওয়ে দি ফ্লো অফ ডিভোশনাল মুড আপ টু ডেট ইট ইজ সার্চিং দি সার্ভিটর অফ কৃষ্ণ অ্যান্ড দ্যাট ইজ ডিউটি কম টু আস you also search on behalf of Krishna, then Krishna will be more merciful to you. By that order, by the order of Guru Maharaj, I come here to, for remembrance, you are wealthy, all you are wealthy person. That is Krishna Prem. It is so high thing, but you will able to get that. I do not know my English is clear or not, but you are understand, I think. Then you are all wealthy person. Sinnantu Vishye Avritasya Putra. That is your own property. Why you are not taking that? That the scriptures always trying to memorize. Then
remind us.
Try to remind us, and if anyway, jenotena prakarena, anyway, if we try to proceed the line of Krishna consciousness for our supreme benefit, goal of our human life, we will be super benefited, Krishna will be happy, and all the Guru Vaishnav, they also will be very happy. And I am seeing here, you are all enlightened by the Krishna consciousness. Anyway, you have heart very sweet for Krishna, service to Krishna. And it is very happy, and a happiness given to me that through your light, I am also, your light, I am also enlightened, and I am also getting much enthusiasm. And by the by, I have other duties also. I shall go within few days out from this place of Australia. But what connection I am getting with you all, that is, eternally I shall try to remember, and I shall eta mane antarik bhavete sei somporko ta ami niye jete chai ebong rekhe jete chai.
I want to take and keep that
in my heart, and I want to give to you all that connection. Also you must try to remember this ki amader ei antarik hridayer binimoy sweet Hidayat Vinimaya.
Heartfelt exchange.
Of Krishna consciousness. Maharaj? It is. And you will be happy and I shall be happy. It is transmission, heart to heart. It is not transmission by language. Language may be sometimes giving some obstructions, but heartfelt desire and that heart to heart not will keep any obstruction. Only ego is obstruction in our form. And you are very humble and you are so much tolerant, then you must will proceed in proper line of Krishna consciousness. What is supreme goal of our life and love, joyfulness, ecstatic blissfulness and eternal service position. Today, thanks is not so proper to you all. That is, you are more than
thankable.
More than thankable. But Guru Maharaj, formality of thanks, this word, Guru Maharaj not so like that. Guru Maharaj thinking, what is that? You and myself, we have some eternal relationship and we are all very hungered to get the service of Krishna, and now we are together and we shall try to proceed on, and where is their formality? This way Guru Maharaj told us. I cannot express fully anyhow, but it is necessary to show outwardly heart of my joyful heart that I am feeling very great to meet with you all in this meeting. Maybe this is today's last meeting. Again Krishna may give his blessings and maybe it will be possible to come again for meeting with you, and I am inviting to you all. You also will try to come Sridham Navadvip, where born Sriman Mahaprabhu, Supreme Personality of Godhead, with full love and prem, Krishna prem, they are all the existence, eternal and transcendental dham, that's called dham. And I am inviting you all to come Navadvip, and if I get again chance by the mercy of Guru Maharaj, I and also your grace, then I also may can come in future again here. If you have any question about Krishna consciousness, I am bound to give that answer, then I am inviting answer also today. If you have any, you can tell me, I shall try to give answer. That is, it is within my duty. Yes, Prabhu.
On the subject of connections, there's two devotees present that I'm aware of who are seeking Maharaj's mercy in establishing such a connection. Wondering, seeing that there's only a couple of days to go, whether that be possible. Our qualifications, of course, are questionable, but our motive is genuine.
Hare Krishna. Maharaj, what?
Maharaj said that although there may be only a few days left here of your stay, there I know at least a couple of devotees who would like to have your connection, divine connection. Qualification may be impossible, but nonetheless, motive is genuine. So if it is possible to have your divine connection, I think you mean initiation connection. Huh? There are some devotees here who still want that, even though time is very late. So we are requesting you'll consider that graciously.
That's his question.
That's question.
I am bound to serve to all. That is, I promised my Guru Maharaj. Yes, I shall try to serve all the searcher soul and what do you call it?
Sincere seeker.
Then, if it is possible within this time, I can agree always for my service job. I promise Guru Maharaj, yes, I shall try heart and soul. It is mercy of the devotees happening. It is not my power, actually, power of Supreme Personality, that is Radharani. Radharani is the supreme power of Krishna, and Supreme Personality is power, and it is coming down in form of Gurudev. And when Gurudev is merciful to us, then everything will be very enlightened by his mercy. And I shall also feel fortunate if that way, if anybody will come advance in the line of Krishna consciousness. Yeah, Guru Maharaj.
Any other friends have any questions?
Actually, Guru Shishya relationship is friendship, but honorable friendship there. We are seeing in the scripture that Dasa Goswami Prabhu, he is considering Srila Rupa Goswami as his nearest guru. But there are also many expression through the shlokas we can understand that not only the guardian and protected.
Subordinate, protected,
ward.
Yeah, ward. Guardian and ward.
Guardian and ward. Not only that. That is, when both are getting form of eternal, there is no inauspiciousness and nothing,
no contamination
there. And it is very high thing. Yes, Prabhu.
The relationship between the body and the jiva,
yes,
is inconceivable and can be broken. And the relationship between the jiva and Krishna,
yes,
is inconceivable and can be broken. Then is not devotional service to Krishna a waste of time?
If the relationship between the body and the jiva is inconceivable.
Inconceivable, man?
Achinta. Yet it can be broken.
Can be broken.
Breakable, man? Bhangtipari. And if the relationship between the jiva and Krishna is inconceivable, yet it can be broken, then is service to Krishna, devotional service to Krishna, is that not a waste of time?
Sure. Sri Krishna Seva Samayana Dasgurya.
First thing is that the relationship with body and the jiva soul, it is not eternal and not inconceivable. No? Conceivable? What? English?
Inconceivable.
It is not actually inconceivable. We can think, we can understand everybody. The jiva soul and jiva's form, this body, human body or any body, it must will be detached. It cannot stay for eternally. But that is jiva soul, he is eternal, and Krishna is eternal, or a Surya Sharup.
As a sun.
Not it is as a sun, actually. It is ওটা কি ওটা হচ্ছে গিয়ে আপনার ফাউন্টেন অফ ইটার্নালিটি